Hello, penguins, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. That's right, I wanted to change the name to The Hard Truth, but iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify said, bitch, you're not changing shit. And I said, okay, stupid. So, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk, penguins. My name is Faiza Ramouni of Expired and Fabulous, and I have been a relationship advisor for 12 years, and I am here to give you the hard truth in the hopes of helping get you right, get them right, and get it right. The it, of course, is love. Yes, stupid. And that love starts with who? You, stupid, you know? So you know it always starts with you, and you need to get you right. And you could be struggling a lot during this quarantine time, because who the fuck is not? Am I right? I mean, it's hard for everybody right now. Now, you already know that every Tuesday, I take one of your relationship questions. And of course, one of the top questions I've received this past week is about being quarantined with your partner. Okay, some of you may have dreamt about this moment, and now many of you are dreading the time in between until it fucking ends, right? So if this is a situation you find yourself in, this is a question you might want to listen to. Now, I also highly suggest, if you're dealing with issues because your kids or your family, your siblings, friends, roommate, stay listening to this beautiful voice, you know, because I feel like a lot of the things I'm about to talk about can absolutely and should absolutely be implemented into all of the relationships in your life, not just the relationship with your partner. But I am going to be discussing it from the partner perspective, because as I said, this is a question I have been asked most about since this whole pandemic started, from whether it be through one-on-one client sessions or even from Instagram lives, everything. This is what I've been asked the most, all right? So let's get into it. The question is, dear Faiza, I am quarantined with my partner for the first time, and I don't know how to adjust. I'm starting to really lose my patience, and I feel like this is going to make us end. What should I do? Give me the hard truth. Now, quarantine is already hard. All right, let's be honest. It's hard on everybody. I don't know one person not struggling with quarantine life, whether it be, as I said, with your partner, with your family, with anybody, but with a partner, especially as a first-time experience, this can be really trying on many relationships, okay? Now, yay if it's a bad one, right? And by bad, I mean it's a toxic, abusive, degrading, fear-filled relationship. That is, you should be saying smooth sails, Godspeed to that shriveled up dick real quick, all right? But what if before the relationship hit this pandemic, what if it before it was good? You know, should it really have to end? And I feel like that's one of the things that a lot of people are really weighing on right now. Like, I'm kind of considering the end of my relationship. Now, it's important not to make any decisions right now, okay? Don't make any decisions right now. This is not the time to be making a decision of whether or not you should keep your relationship going, especially, as I said, if the relationship was perfectly fine before the pandemic hit. If it was a shitty relationship, smooth sails, Godspeed to you, sir. Now, what makes this situation harder is because it is the first time, right? It's the first time that you're really living with your partner. That just only makes it even harder. But whether you're newlyweds or dating or engaged or have been married for quite some time, I feel like all of these, whatever circumstance you fall in, whatever your relationship status is, I feel like all of you listening to this right now who are in relationships and quarantined with your partner, with them, not without them, with them, the ones who are losing their patience and seeing things about them that you didn't see before, I gotta start by telling you, you are not alone. I am here with you. Though we're far apart, I'm always in your heart. You know, stupid, get on some Michael Jackson here, you know? Now, no, the reason I say that you're not alone is because I've heard so many people fucking talk about that this week. And it doesn't matter whether it's a first time or you've spent some time together. Spending 24 hours of your day is a completely new reality to adjust to, okay? Whether you're, as I said, newlyweds, have been living together for quite some time. I mean, I've heard so many different people, whether they're dating, or as I said, newlyweds, or have been married for quite some time. Now, I've heard all of them, all different women talk about how, oh my God, I didn't know he walked that way, the way he eats, the way he taps his foot, certain sounds he makes, he's lazy, he's always complaining. I mean, everybody is seeing their relationship, like the things that kind of irk them, amplified right now. This is very, very normal. Okay, this is very, very, very normal. And this just goes to show the importance of what I won't shut the fuck up about, which is you time, right? You time. Being together for 24 hours is not healthy for anybody. That's nothing to feel guilty about. It's nothing to feel ashamed about saying out loud. It's not. And I think rather than being ashamed of that, we need to start accepting the reality that alone time is number one. The number one way that we are able to connect with anyone else is by connecting with ourselves first. So alone time, you are always priority number one. And it's important to have the time away from your partner. 24 hours with anybody's not healthy. I'm sorry, it's not healthy for anybody, whether it's in a family relationship and with your kids. There's a lot of parents out there that are like, I want to fucking leave my house. I am going literally mentally being tortured by my children. I've heard a lot of people talk about this lately, and they're ashamed to say it, when in fact, what you don't seem to understand is that we need to stop being ashamed of that reality and accept that alone time is very important. You know, normally in this time with your partner, you would have work, or you'd have, you know, stuff to do with yourself, activities, whether it be with friends or family. Now that's not exactly happening because you guys are in this position where you're having to spend 24 hours because you're locked down and quarantined. Now, it's important to understand that this isn't normal, guys. This isn't your normal 24 hours. You know, whatever your normal is to you, to start, let's kind of just be aware of that. This is a circumstance. This is a circumstantial experience of what we're all going through. All right. Everybody is fucking dealing with this pandemic. And in that, we do have to be locked down with whoever we're locked down with. Right. So this is all circumstantial. This is hopefully going to change. You know, and the world is absolutely going to change from this. So I've talked about this in my last podcast, The New Normal. So please make sure to listen to that. This circumstance it's temporary. But what really matters is what you do with the circumstance. You know, what do you do with this current circumstance? Starting by accepting that this is not forever is a great place to start. Okay, because it's very easy for people in a hard situation to feel as if it's perpetual. This is never going to end. This is a permanent state. It's not. It absolutely is not. At least we should all hope and pray that it's not, that this is not permanent. I don't believe it is. Will the world change from this? Yes. But the circumstance that you're going to be spending 24 hours with one another and having to deal with each other's just quirks and all that, this is just the circumstance we're in. So it's time to adjust. All right, it's time for you to fucking adjust to the new normal. Get with the program here. If you want your relationship to survive this, you have to be doing the following three things, okay? Number one, you have to set a schedule. You need routine in your life right now, okay? You have to do this with your partner as well. This is not something you can just do alone. You have to do it with your partner because you both have to map out the time and set it like a certain ground rules. You know, set aside, like map out time for when you're working, if you're both working, if one of you is working. So work schedule, workouts, whatever you want to do, you time, your kids, time you spend with your kids. This is something that should be done with kids and families as a whole. Okay, so this is one of those times I'm going to say, pay very close attention to some of the things I think that Yes, I'm speaking from the perspective of how to handle this with a partner, but this should be done with your family and your children, because you have to set a schedule, understanding everyone is different, but you need structure. All right, you need structure. So sit down, make a list together, or rather, I'm sorry, a schedule, make a schedule. The schedule should consist of time for work, time together, time alone. All right? Work time, together time, alone time. If you don't set a good schedule, or at least start one, at least start a schedule, because it's going to change as time goes on. You guys are going to readjust it or rearrange certain things, and that's fine. Do that, but at least start it. Get a schedule done together. And it needs to be done together because you have to be honest about how you guys are sharing your space and set like more time about how you're going to be using it, how you're going to spend your time, where you're going to spend it, the space, assign things. You have to have conversations about this because otherwise you're going to fall into being easily annoyed by them, irritated, turned off, picking fights for nothing. So you have to really start getting some ground rules placed and get some structure in your life. All right? Structure. Work time, together time, alone time. The work time is important because obviously this is something that detaches you completely from your partner and you're able to just focus solely on something that is yours. All right. That's important. So you need to focus on setting. Obviously, you have to set that time if you want to get a paycheck and if you're still lucky enough to be getting a paycheck. So you want to set the time for work. And then you also, as I said, have to spend the you and we time. Make a schedule for you and we time. You time is really fucking important. I cannot stress that enough. If this circumstance is not showing you how important it is to spend time alone, I don't know where you're living, who you're living with. You must just be completely by yourself and content with that. Hermit mode times 10. Get it? Ella. You know? But you need time by yourself. I don't care whether you're a mom, a sister, a wife, a girlfriend, you need fucking you time. Okay, you need you time. So your you time should include things by yourself. Taking yourself for a walk, getting fresh air is a mandatory. Cannot stress that enough. If at all possible, getting some fresh air, opening a window. If you can't get out, open a window. If you're lucky to have a balcony, go get some fresh air in your balcony. If you have the luxury of having a backyard, go to your backyard, garden, walk around. Do something to get some fresh air. And also another suggestion to, or rather like really, really stressing something that you should add into you time, keep your social life. All right, keep your social life. You can't go out, or you can if you wanted to, but it's highly not encouraged. So please don't. We all want this over soon. So practice social distancing, but it doesn't mean you can't keep a social life. All right. You can still keep your social life. You can call your friends. You can Zoom your friends. You could do a lot of things. All right, Marco Polo. I cannot even, if anybody wants me to make a podcast dedicated solely onto all of the platforms that we can stay connected with each other and some of the best ones, please make sure to leave a comment below and I will do that. So in the you category, please, as I said, you know, make sure to just add these two things to your list, you know, fresh air and keep your social life. If you don't have any friends that you can keep in touch with, regardless, you still have to factor in the you time, which means like spend time with yourself, taking a bath, 15 minutes for meditation, watching a Netflix show by yourself, okay? Because just the you time is as important as the we time. You should have, shows you want to watch together, but have something you watch yourself. Turn the we into I a little bit here, you know? You need to balance out the I and we. So make sure in the you time you are getting out, factoring yourself into whatever you possibly can, even if it's just a walk or, as I said, opening the window, sitting by yourself in your room, listening to some music, watching your favorite Netflix show, or being obsessed with Baby Yoda because, oh my God, so fucking cute. So do something that's for you. And then, of course, you have to have the we time, right? You got to have the work time, the you time, the we time, right? In the we time, those things should be new things, you know, starting new things. If you had a to-do list of things you guys wanted to do before the pandemic hit, try to see if you could do some of those things indoors, all right? You can build a fort and you can watch movies together. You can play games. You can paint. You can redecorate. Have a fucking picnic. Play video games. There's an endless amount of things you can choose to do with one another and use this time wisely to find new ways of reintroducing yourselves to each other. You know what I mean? Find new ways to strengthen that relationship. Because either you're going to strengthen this relationship or you guys are going to end it. I'm all for using this opportunity to really get reintroduced to each other. Really, really use this time to get reintroduced to each other. This is going to help you really connect that much deeper because you want to use that, this time for that, to really connect deeply emotionally, intellectually, and sexually. All right? For those of you who are shish kebabbing out there, this is a time for you to really connect sexually. If you have those fantasies, or maybe you guys don't always partake in foreplay, or you don't always wear lingerie or dress your best, or maybe he's always fucking dressing the same way, doesn't groom himself, doesn't go the extra mile, use this time to do that. Use this time to, as I said, connect emotionally, connect intellectually too. Really have deep conversations. And if you don't know what the fuck conversations you want to have, Google that shit. All right. All you got to Google is conversations to have with your partner. There's plenty that come up. Don't use the excuse of you don't know what to talk about, because the fuck, you have plenty of resources to help you with that. That is pure laziness, and laziness and getting very comfortable in your relationship is what normally ends it. So why don't you use this time to find ways, as I said, to reintroduce yourselves to one another? Maybe bring back some of the things you used to do in the past that you no longer do anymore for whatever reason. This is the time to do it. So set a schedule, all right? Set a schedule. That is the number one do on this list for making sure that your relationship can survive this pandemic. Now, the number two thing on my list is don't nitpick. Don't nitpick at one another. Learn that you're spending a lot more time together, which again is temporary. All right. So yes, you might be confined to a small space, or, you know, boredom can birth some really fucking stupid arguments. And yeah, sure, anxiety can get in the way. But this is about strengthening the relationship or ending it. This is not the time to nitpick at one another because of something that happened 12 years ago, or to start being jealous, letting jealousy take the wheel because you're feeling insecure or you're just fucking bored. You have nothing else to do with your time. And if you're doing and having all these thoughts, I would highly, highly suggest setting a schedule and putting the you time at the top of that list, because you need to be spending a little bit more time self-reflecting and working on you so you don't fuck up a possibly really good relationship just because you're letting a circumstance get in the way of something that was perfectly fine before. Because even if you're newlyweds, or you're not married just yet, you're dating right now and you're wondering, well, if I can't spend this time with them for 24 hours a day because of this pandemic, if I can't spend that time with them, how am I going to marry this person? Or how can I continue to be married to this person? But again, you're looking at this as if it's perpetual and this is our lives forever. Now you have to learn how to live 24 hours of your day with this fucking person all the time. No, this is circumstantial. This is going to end. But it's about what you take, what you do through it, and who you become after it that really matters. This is momentary, okay? This is momentary. This will not be forever. As I said, I hope not. So then we have a bigger problem to talk about here, guys. So make it easier for yourself transitioning through this experience by not nitpicking. All right. Don't nitpick. If you're feeling something, do the last thing on my list of the do's to survive this pandemic with your partner, penguins. All right. And that's communicate. I know you fucking hate doing that. That's why we're in, so many of us are in shitty fucking situations with our families, with our partners, in our lives, because we don't really want to communicate. And many of us don't even know how to communicate. This is the time to learn, you know? This is the time to learn. You can start learning that when you're going through the you time, and then how you're spending your we time, right? Because it's going to take a level of patience and understanding to survive this. All right? It is going to take a lot of patience, understanding, and tolerance to really survive this. If you're feeling some type of way, talk about it. Don't nag about it. There's a big difference. Guys listen to talkers. They do not listen to naggers. They don't. If you're going to nag the whole time, nobody's going to listen. I fucking hate naggers. I hate it. It's like, fucking say what you need to say. Don't nag about it. Talk about it. All right? Talk about it. Don't be passive aggressive about it. Talk about it. If you're feeling stressed, talk about it. Communicate with each other. This experience, as I said, is either going to make you stronger or it's going to end this. At the end of the day, the decision is yours. Because here's the hard truth. No matter what side of your partner you're seeing, or the things that they do, or the way that they act, or whatever way they speak or dance or whatever it is that's bothering you so much about them, it's important to understand you can't change someone, nor should you have to. Everybody is entitled to be their own individual selves, and who we are and the way that we are, our own individuality is ours. And that is who a person is. If you were fine with this before, you should be able to get stronger and deeper through it by understanding and seeing different sides of your partner through this experience. Or it can just fucking end, you know? It can just end. But if you don't want that, then the we needs to become I, all right? The finger pointing out needs to start turning in. You need to start leading with patience and understanding. You can learn a lot about yourself and your partner through this. Do that. But if you do all this and you still realize that you and your partner are just not vibing, all right, then I would say to reevaluate the relationship. That is only after doing the three things I just listed. Because if you're not going to try any of those three things and you're just going to keep pointing the finger and not looking inwards and not doing what your part and using this as an opportunity to grow together, especially, as I said, if the relationship was perfectly fine before the pandemic. If it wasn't, then you shouldn't fucking be together anyway. But if it was fine before, this is your opportunity to either grow together, grow and connect deeper, or say goodbye. That is it for this week's episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk, Penguins. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to give it a thumbs up or share it with somebody. And also, please leave a comment or a review below. I love hearing your reviews. So, so, so excited every time I see one. It makes me feel like all like stupid and stuff, you know? No, really, I love when you guys appreciate what I do here. And if you're getting any value from it, I love hearing that. So please make sure to leave a comment below and say hi. Also, if you haven't heard my last week's episode, please make sure to do so. I talk a lot about the new world and the transition, which I think can help you a lot through the you time, you know, category of trying to figure out what to do with your time alone. So please make sure to check that out. Also, if you are going through a heartbreak right now and struggling through that journey, please make sure to check out my first audiobook titled From Broken to Fabulous, which can also be found on the same URL, frombrokentofabulous.com. And make sure to check it out. I feel like it would help a lot of people, not only transitioning through heartbreak, but also those of you who may want to know how to love yourselves a lot through this time. This is a perfect time to do it. So please make sure to check that out. Again, that is at frombrokentofabulous.com. With that said, guys, that is all. I love you so much. Again, please make sure to show some love, to share it with a friend who needs it. Until next week, penguins. Stay flirty, stay fearless, but most importantly, stay fabulous.